Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the... This used to be a podcast only. Now it's a visual Willy. Seth moving shit around at an alarming rate.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I was trying to make a schedule last night of the podcast, and I just couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
No, I couldn't. It's just, there's too much going on.
Well, I mean, you got Tuesdays, Clement Cush. Wednesdays, isn't Colton and Tuttle doing something?
No.
No, it's the...
Pigmentation.
Yeah.
Pigmentation.
Thursdays, Colton and Tuttle.
Friday...
Friday, holy fuck.
What's wrong with burps? Burps aren't bad at all.
I know, they're just, it's a lot when
so
you do
sorry.
It. It's exaggerated. We got the weekly wrap-up and also the wrestling show. Also, possibly Tara Clement Cush. And then I'm looking to start a couple.
I like that Tara Clement Cush.
I'm looking to start a couple more podcasts. I don't want to talk about right now.
What about the Tiggs Biggs?
Tiggs and Biggs. Yeah, Tiggs and
Biggs. Tiggs Bits.
Actually, Blase the Posse just texted me. He said they're going to have a show by Thursday.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, Tiggs and Biggs.
Is it a Bits or no?
Ah, fuck, dude. I don't know. I said it on
Tiggs,
the...
Yeah, it's Tiggs Bits.
It's Tiggs Bits?
Are we on YouTube? I'm trying
yes,
to,
we are.
I'm trying to pull us up, and it just keeps giving me that.
Oh, that's nasty.
Well,
right there.
Yeah, because I'm just pretty much on chat. I popped my chat out.
Let me see here. There we go. I just didn't do a refresh. Sorry, Rat.
Oh, man.
Hey, Macho Man, are you going to be able to make that a 60, you think, or did I fuck it up too much?
I'm already putting music underneath it.
Oh, so
you were a little short, so I put a sound effect at the front.
Meow, 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 meow. Thank you. Macho, I love you. Thank you so much. You have been such a... wonderful addition to the show. You really have. I feel so good about the makeup of the pro, like the lineup. I just feel good about the people that it's working here right now.
Macho, do you love Bubba?
Absolutely.
I think.
Say it back.
No, I'm serious.
I love him. I love him. I've said I've loved him. I love him. He is a hardworking, wiring up motherfucker.
Would you love him if he was fat?
I don't have to love him because he's fat, because he's not.
I'm just saying if he was. I mean, because I know you love his physique.
No, if Macho started getting fat, all you got to do is just tell him, Macho, looks like you're getting a little fat.
Yeah,
then Macho will just start fucking training.
Running from here to Plant City every day.
Macho could literally be in public shopping, and you'd be like, Macho, you get a little pudgy, and he'd just start breaking down like fucking push-ups right there. Right there. Start doing fucking push-ups.
Neil Malpazier, 1999 Super Chat.
How much?
Go Paco.
How much do you work out, Macho Man? Like, is there a, like 2 hours a day, an hour a day, three hours a day? Like, what's your normal workout schedule through the week?
I usually get in the gym around 2 o'clock. Sometimes I get about 4, sometimes 6, depending on what we're doing. Most of the time it's a couple hours.
Okay. So 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then a couple specific body parts like back and, back and chest. Buys and tries with some light legs. Like, do you get that kind of shit going on?
Well, I've been trying to hit arms more, so, like, I'll do back and some biceps. And then...
Try and train your buys.
And I've been doing triceps a lot, actually. Just throwing in some extra triceps.
Trying to get a tricep gimmick.
Get that horseshoe.
Hey, Bubba, I don't want to hijack the talking to, like, an actual, like, guy.
So email that to me if you can, that spot, so I can get to Shane and so I can get that spot running, okay, Macho Man?
Yeah, working on it.
All right, so Seth, what were you saying, lover?
I was distracted by Macho's hot physique. I did want to say, just because you were talking along the lines of, like, somebody that's working out for 2 hours a day, I just want to say thank you for letting me use the Clem Gym, because I think I've lifted weights 3 times in the last, a couple weeks, nothing that crazy, but it feels so good to actually like do something again instead of just, you know, going for a walk or whatever, which walks are great, but it feels good to like.
Listen, man, nothing. People really don't put enough value into actual pushing of weight. Like
I feel like I'm walking taller, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in Macho Man, you can or anybody can participate in this.
And I've done this 3 fucking days.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you can go and run around the block, or you can go ride your bike, or you can go play pickleball, or you can go play golf, or you can go play salt, whatever. But you know what? Nothing, I've seen a lot of fitness experts to say, nothing is really more healthy for you than to briskly lift weights to the point where it's a little bit of a cardio event, but on that last rep or two, it's really, really a strain. Like doing, you know, Seth, I make you do 15 of everything, you know, yeah. So you're not trying to be all bulky and, you know, you're not doing sets of 6 and 7. You're doing sets of 15, which kind of a little bit turns into a cardio event, those last 5.
Oh, it's
and people don't realize how good that is for you. Even if you're using just machines and not strictly all free weights, but you know, like those incline presses that you do.
Yeah.
That is such a good chest pump.
There was like 9 people in the gym on Friday when I was trying to do the incline. There was everybody. Doc, Daniel Rose, Lummy was there. I thought Lummy, I was trying to impress Lummy and Colton with my strength.
Well, oh, I was impressed.
Lummy is strong as fuck.
Well, I mean, of course.
Lummy laid down and did 185, looked like it was fucking child's play.
I saw it on your Twitter.
It was very impressive.
What I did?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's get back to what I did.
I got hard on.
By the way, thanks for inviting me to your birthday party. Unlike Anna, I did get the invite from your
See,
wife.
See, I told you, yeah. We got at least have one G there.
You know what? That was kind of the beginning of her end.
Oh, I heard that.
When she called out Lummy, you know, now what she didn't realize is that, you know, at this point.
I would have run that by you before the show.
Well, yeah, I mean.
She's a bitch.
Well, here's the deal. But here's the deal, Lummy. You hated her a little less than your wife did. Yes. The real person that didn't like her was Ashley. And the reason why Ashley didn't like her is Ashley gave her a fair shook. But when Ashley was, it was Ashley, Tom Bean, Merch Crick, and my accounting department that broke down that was, you know, involved mostly. And, you know, the three boxes of stuff that I got. Ashley was one of the most instrumental in helping the Merch Crick, Tom Bean, and my accounting firm find all of Blitz's, you know, overspending, so to speak. So up until that event, I don't think that she hated Anna as bad.
Correct.
As after she, you know, we all had to sit here and bite our tongues for a year. We all knew what had happened. Even Seth, who got hired in after this had happened, I got you up to speed on it.
Like, yeah.
You know, Seth, any reason why you're wearing sunglasses today?
I'm trying to be Johnny Cool Guy. Thinking maybe because we're not doing a pod and people can see us, you know, that you kind of loosen up the rules on the after show. And I thought I would kind of loosen up my look.
With a hat, too.
Do you think? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you think, I'm just asking for a friend, do you think that's working for you?
At this point, it's the jury's out, but, you know, I could go either way with a couple of, you know, solid comments, or, you know, I could feel horrible about myself.
How about this right here? How about with my prime time Deion Sanders blenders on?
Yeah, those
is that working or not working?
And they look like they're cop shades.
John Kosica, $50 on the rent.
It's working.
Rumble.
It works.
You think I should? I mean, I think I look like a fucking douchebag trying to be cool.
Yeah, no, it's okay, man. These are prescription. I can get away with this. I can't see shit without them. I left my readers in the car.
Yeah, I think, I think I'm Johnny Cool. I think that I'm trying to be a little too cool for the room.
Like if Lummy wears Lummy,
I need Lummy to give me the honest answers. Blenders or no blenders?
No blenders.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, there's not a lot of white guys can pull that blender look off.
You look good with the blenders, you know, outside and everything, yeah. But kind of inside, yeah.
Yeah.
Same with the We the People shirt too. That kind of
right.
What's up, SpongeBob?
But when Anna came in, so first of all, Ashley hates her fucking guts.
Yes.
Like, period.
Yep.
100%. And I would actually have to talk Ashley down. Like when we would go do when we'd have to go do a Tarpons game, I'd have to take Ashley aside and say, Ashley. She's like, I hate that bitch. I hate the fucking bitch.
She wanted to go up to her and confront her every time.
I hate her. I'd go, Ashley, can you calm down? I'm not even worried about Lummy. Lummy's just do. You know, Lummy knows that I don't want any friction, but Ashley was ready to fucking drop the bitch at every event.
Yep.
And so when Ashley has Lummy's birthday party or Walker's birthday party or whoever the fuck.
It was my birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party. And she's inviting, you know, like Creatine Travis and Big Red and, you know, all of Lummy's, you know, Iggy.
Yeah.
Just all your boys.
Yeah.
You know, you got your boys. You know, there's people.
Sure,
you know, I think little. Who's part of the Lummy posse?
We got Uncle Eric.
No, I'm talking about like the ones that you would invite to your party.
Oh, Uncle Eric. I mean, he comes. Yeah, Uncle Eric, Little Purple, Gary Cantrell, Iggy Creedence, and Big Red.
Wait, Little Purple flies in for your shit?
Gary flew in last time.
Oh wow. Okay.
I would say like Tao Guru now. I mean, those are pretty much the mainstays. I probably forgot a couple
I'm working
people.
My way in those fuck, Joe.
Huh?
Captain Creamsicle.
Oh, Captain Creamsicle. Yeah, big one right there. Captain Creamsicle. I mean, realistically, most of the people I invite, Little Wilbur's Afterbirth. I'm saying it's normally the 199 crew.
Yeah, pretty
much
is.
Yeah, 199 crew.
And so when Anna, and it was, she came in one morning and she was like, I wish we could almost have the audio. She's like, I tell you what's bothering me, is I want to know why everybody got invited to Lummy's birthday party except me. Sorry, but I know that. And I'm like, oh, zoinks, this could be bad because I hope Ashley's not in chat. I think Ashley in chat, Lummy, so you kind of tried to smooth it out a little bit.
Well, I tried to come up with a fucking excuse
because I was about
to get my birthday cake.
I know.
I sent you the video, by the way.
And then... Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where did you send it?
Your messenger.
Okay. And so everybody knew. And she was like, bitch, how do you not know why you didn't get involved?
Well, that's what I even told Rhett. I told Rhett at the birthday when he was posting shit.
Are you that full of your fucking self that you don't know what your boyfriend did? The guy that you've elected to stay with? The guy that you probably knew? I mean, listen, I got...
But she wouldn't know why you would take that out on her.
I did it.
No, I know, but she's saying, like, I don't think she realized...
how much heat that brought.
Right, at the time, how everybody was going to feel about her, knowing that she probably knew the whole time.
Right.
Well, I told Rhett at the party when he was... He's like, should I send it to Instagram or send it to Anna? And I go, yeah, she knows why she's not here, because of fucking Blitz. And I'm like, she can't be that stupid. Well,
so she comes out. Right, listen, if your significant other that you stayed with has done what he did, and you've been retained, one would think that you do have to kind of probably walk on eggshells at work.
David Robinson, $9.99.
It's nothing that I've established. It's not anything that I've done. And you're going to probably have to think. And you know, now people now kind of appreciate also as to why I. Was, I wouldn't say picking on Anna, but I didn't have any room for her bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you honestly, I think I asked you about her when I was trying to get you to talk, and you said, I don't care if she's here or not. And I was like, okay, Phil,
right.
You could probably do without her then.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? There came a point where, you know, she kind of, I felt as if she was blitzed with tits. and I felt as if, like, you know, I really did feel as if his negative leaning bullshit in the past that he used to get me down, she was now starting to emulate that. And I don't know if that was at his direction or she just was feeling that she needed to be that way, be adversarial, trip me up, you know, not, you know, counter.
Did you like her Bubba impression?
Yeah, that was funny. That worked. But, you know, there'd be other times where when you're the significant other of a person that's been let go and you've been retained and you're in the entertainment business, one would think that you might want to walk a little bit more lightly and not get up in people's grills, especially arguably the most popular person on the show.
I would
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I watched this just last week. I didn't even know it happened. And if I was Lummy that day, I would have said something about Blitz. I know that I would have been killed and it would have been, but I don't think I could have held it in like he did.
Right.
Well, I knew Bubba didn't want to say anything.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, Lummy, but it was heavy. There was some heat on you for a while, Lummy, and you got yourself out of it and all that, and you know. But I just think that I would have just been like, after a while of taking it from her, I would have just told her the truth.
Bubba, $9.99 super chat.
I honestly do not think. I thought about this a lot over the weekend, actually. I do not think there are a lot of things that Lummy wouldn't do for the brand, for the company, for Bubba.
Thank you.
If Bubba wanted something done,
I feel like
it's
going to
be 99% of stuff that'll get done.
Yeah, yep. I mean, like,
it's a very, very short list of stuff I think he won't do.
Right, and there's not. I would never ask Lummy to do something that would be potentially embarrassing down the road to your son or anything like that. I've changed a lot on that. Like, Lummy, I'm never going to make you show your penis.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm never going to make you, like, I'm never going to put you in that position.
Well, thank you.
You know, and even on and even on some of the old stuff like the Edward 40 hands and the Great American Shit-a-thon and just
what
some
the
of the
fuck.
Yeah,
I won both those.
He won both of those.
Congrats, Warren.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's going to be so proud.
Yes. So when you're Anna, when you're Anna and you're rolling around here. Now, she obviously knows what Blitz did. And
yeah, but you don't know what he told her. You don't know if he said, like, this is so exaggerated and all that.
True.
I'm just telling you, Bubba, for somebody that was so inside her own head, like Anna was, to not run the scenario by me, not to run the scenario by herself where it's like, well, I wonder if people are mad. I wonder if they're going to treat me a certain way. Like, I need to make sure I'm cool with everybody. Maybe I go up and I talk to everybody. Maybe I let them know. Like, maybe I try to make sure everything's cool. But I think just the lack of communication all the way around just made her look, you know, worse.
Well,
all
Seth,
along.
I mean, Seth, she would read chat, and there was people in chat that would say it all the time.
Oh, I know.
I mean, yeah, you can't get away from chat. Chat will get you.
Yeah.
And so, for her to come and double down on the cuntiness of this.
And fake tears.
And like so here we go. This is what we're talking about. So Lummy, you know, obviously Anna's gone. And I really feel like, honest to God, I know that she's probably going to watch this or whatever, but I'm not trying to be disrespectful because she's good. she's good at some stuff. Like, I think she learned some talk show skill set having danced with me and having the opportunity that I gave her with being able to host her own show. I think that she's let's say this, Seth, and I think you will agree. I think she's better at talk radio now than she was when she first started.
I would hope so.
No, but I mean, you know, she obviously is better. She's had 4 years to dance with me. I single-handedly can make or break somebody. And you need to understand that when you are not invited to something after your boyfriend did what he did, I try to take the high road and retaining you. And then you don't get invited to Lummy's birthday party because, quite frankly, Anna, at that point, you were not part of our family.
And fact of the matter is, I invited her to every single thing before Blitz left. And we found out all that shit. So that should have also rang a bell in her head.
So
I love when Lummy gets mad.
So here's the thing, though. At that point, when you got up in Lummy's face, you lost every bit of support that anybody had for you. And I'm not talking about Joe the supermarket and the three or four people that absolutely love you. But remember, Lummy, do you remember? I forget who it was. I do know who it was, but I'm not going to mention any names. But I did. I have 20 people on a council thread, and Anna had pissed me off one Friday, or one day, like bad.
Yeah.
And I threw it to the council, and I said, "Hey, council, you know what are your thoughts on me getting rid of Anna?" And remember, somebody from the I know who it is.
Yeah.
Defected, and sent Anna the screenshot.
Yep.
So.
Oh, who was it?
We're not going to get into it.
It's a defector?
Lummy, don't get into it.
I'm not going to.
Text me, Lummy.
Lummy, don't.
I'm not. Okay, yes, sir.
Shit.
Well, we can verbally tell you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want rooting proof.
Seth's like, let's end the show.
No, 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 no. I'm just,
41 minutes deep,
well,
bitch.
No, because
we're out of here.
You told me about that. You told me about it, Sponge. Like, you told me about the council, and you told me that somebody leaked it to her, and I didn't know that you'd ever be able to trace it back.
Well, we did. And so, She, you know, at that point, man, I mean, she had frustrated me so much, but this was the beginning of, I think that she thought she still was kind of all that. And only somebody that's all, first of all, you're picking a fight and an argument with arguably, and I think everybody in this fucking building, including myself, could humbly say that Lummi is the most popular person at the BRN. Now, you know, I'm the boss, obviously. It's my show. It evolves around me. There is no BRN without me, but that doesn't make me the most liked. I might be third or fourth. but I'm just saying, like, I don't give a fuck. I mean, you know, I don't get the quarterback doesn't have to be the most well-liked guy. I mean, look at the guy for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, Jason Kelce.
Yeah. Lummi, you're our Jason Kelce.
I'll take it. Thank you.
But you're not retiring, bitch.
I'm no.
Now, who's more popular, Jason Kelce or the Eagles quarterback?
Jalen, I probably right now Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
I don't know what Reth thinks, but I'd probably go with that.
So we
we got
and she gets up all up in Lummi's fucking face. Now you can get up in pretty damn near almost anybody else's face and not be as polarizing than getting up in the most beloved. I mean, Lummi, what's it like rolling around as the most fucking, you know, the most over guy?
I don't think about it, honestly.
Because he's got so much shit to do for you,
Bubba. You keep me so busy that I can't even think about how popular I am. I can't think about how the fucking show would be nothing without me because you got me so goddamn busy.
That's right.
And Stockholmed.
Yes.
And I'm afraid of you. I love you, and I pray to you. I have a shrine every night. No wonder your kid hates me. Your kid hates me because you like me so much.
Oh, he loves you.
I never get invited to anything you do.
I thought
you don't ever
kind of
invite me.
You're right. I didn't invite you to my birthday party, except I did.
Oh, and I came. Did you come to mine that year? No.
Oh, what do I do with my spare time? I make out with Rhett's dog. Remnants.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Listen, 36% of you who watch my YouTube channel are not subscribed. That's screwing me over. I'm losing good money on that. It's two clicks. Hit the subscribe and notify bell. Do it, please.
Meanwhile, okay. Look at that.
By the way, sorry, go ahead.
No, go. You go ahead.
I was going to say that percentage now is 72.5% subscribed and 27.5% not subscribed.
And I got to tell you, Seth, I'm Rhett, that is unbelievable.
For YouTube, that's awesome.
It's unbelievable, and it's your hard work, and it's all of our hard work putting together great content and having stuff like this. So when Rhett asks you to tape or to record, little stuff like this makes a huge difference. When we add these to the beginning of videos, they make a huge difference. Now you don't have to make out with a dog like I do, you know. I mean, Seth could be back there hitting fucking chucking rings, you know, chucking. Hey, it's Seth, the fuck boy.
Dude, you're gonna have to tweak your impression of me with Tuttle coming back.
And I just want to let you know that me being the fuck boy that I am, you should subscribe because it's a good thing for Spongo.
40% of you who watch my YouTube channel are not subscribed. That's screwing me over. I'm losing good money on that. It's two clicks. Hit the subscribe and notify bell. Do it, please.
So, Lummi, do you have your card there?
Wait. May I just
make a
statement, really ask a question?
So, as we're getting
sitting
ready,
on this all weekend.
As we're getting ready to celebrate Lummi's birthday.
I'm really not trying to hijack the birthday. Happy birthday, Lummi. But
is this birthday related?
Yes, it is, actually.
I'm going to say, like, if it's like, you know.
No, it's related.
What are we doing the third Friday or Saturday related?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Been sitting on this all weekend.
Lummi, she got a question for you. And you dumb bitch, you should have kept sitting on it.
Hey, Lummi,
yeah.
Did you know at this moment what it was about?
I started thinking, that she, but I'm like, she doesn't have the balls to.
I will tell you this, Lummi, your beard was way more on point there.
It was.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck calling saying, I want my fucking beard back.
See, I got the same shirt again.
Tom Selleck's on the phone saying, where's my fucking 80s beard back? I want it back immediately. Same shirt, by the way.
I know. What the fuck?
First, I want to credit Bubba for. I used to be very against being confrontational. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Bubba.
But since I've been a part of the show, I've been more comfortable addressing things that I think need to be addressed.
Oh, my God. Where is this going?
Hold on. Yeah. In life or on the show?
Jesus.
Just in everything.
Even Dan.
Look Look at him holding the strap.
Yeah. What? Told Mike. Wants to know where the hell this is going.
And this is like, I don't want to say like serious heat, but it's like real heat. It's something I was kind of like sitting on all weekend. Lummi, is there a reason you intentionally didn't invite me to your party on Saturday and you invited everybody else?
I didn't invite everyone else.
Because everybody else got invited.
Well, no, I mean, like...
And I told you I was making you a cake.
On for today.
On Friday.
And I appreciate that, yes.
And I asked you, you know, like a little bitch, like what flavors you wanted, what...
And you've done that before,
right?
Year.
I do that for everybody.
And I invited
it's
you to
really,
many of my
it's
birthdays.
Really important for me to
and, I
make
literally...
people feel celebrated on their birthday. I went out of my way... to make you cake, I'm staying at a place that's not my own, so I planned about a week in advance, brought all my baking stuff.
What does that even mean?
To the place I'm
staying.
She was
watching someone's condo. Okay.
And I was the only person,
no,
as far as I know, that
no,
was not
that's
invited.
Not true. Bubba, did you get invited?
Well, yeah, of course, Bubba got invited.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I don't invite Bubba,
invited.
I got yelled at.
You know, bless
but
Macho
I
Man.
I didn't, hold on, I was so invited, I didn't. Even, I forgot I was invited.
Oh, shit, I forgot Macho Man's the one that blew this whole thing.
He sure did.
Sweet, you know, creatine heart. He comes up to me on Friday. I'm taking out the trash. I had just talked to Lummi about his cake.
Lummi, watch play in.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. He's just
Jay. I didn't invite
it's not
Brian.
His fault. Listen, he says to me,
my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So am I going to see you tomorrow?
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
And I said, like, I was like, poor Mach, he's all messed up. He hasn't been sleeping. I'm like, tomorrow's Saturday, Mach. Why would I see you?
Oh, because all the cool kids are going to the fucking birthday party. That's why. Yeah. Lummi's made arrangements for a barbell set to be there for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in the fucking garage training. Stick in payment. Stick my head in. Say happy birthday. Now I'm back to fucking doing weights.
And he goes, oh, you know,
slide a few times.
What's that?
He would have gone down the water slide a few times.
He might have.
For Lummi's birthday.
All oiled up. Fucking yep. looking all fucking striationed out. Wanting to know if he looks good or not. climbing the ladder. Was his calves popping when he was climbing the ladder? Yep. Lummi's B-Day balance house. Oh, yeah, dig it.
Yep. And I'm just...
Hey, Mach, do you get mad when I do you my imitation of you, my friend?
Not at all. It makes me laugh.
Curious, like, you know, because sure. I really thought we were kind of in the territory of friends.
But... Oh, that's where you fucked up.
Maybe that was a bit.
Well, I mean, maybe
a bit too much.
And by the way, hold on. What you don't understand is this. Ashley, meanwhile, while this is going down, I don't know if it's now or it's 2 or 3 minutes down the road, but Ashley literally is in chat saying, ask me. why the fuck you didn't get invited.
Holy shit, she was?
For real.
She wanted to call
she,
in.
She was in chat, YouTube. What one of the,
I think she was in YouTube.
I think she was in YouTube. There's like 900 or so people. And Ashley is literally, and it says Ashley Garrison. Like, it's no fucking, like, it's
no fake account.
There's no fake account. And she's literally, let me, if I remember right, saying, bitch, ask me why you weren't invited.
She was texting me what the number, the hotline number is going.
Anna, that's the uncomfortable answer that Lummy doesn't want to give.
And that's fine, but if there's an issue with me, I would think you'd want to address me personally.
Dan, let's you and I step in as co-hosts and friends of all, right? So let's step in as Switzerland. And Rhett, you can too. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's who's on air. On Mondays, you know, on Mondays and Tuesdays and Fridays, this is the lineup. These are the people involved. So what's 3 out of 5? What's the percentage of that?
60%.
So 60% of the show is this lineup, right?
Yes.
And then the other 40% is, you know, not very consistent. Sometimes we bring Brian in, sometimes we don't, blah, 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 blah. But this is the most consistent show and the percentage-wise, the most, you know, the most heard part of our program consists of these people.
Right.
Right. So for the ones that aren't involved, this is an Anna asks Lummy a question. And I don't know if, could we step in and help?
Fuck? Were you uncomfortable, Bubba?
I was trying to help Lummy out. I was trying to throw Lummy a lifeline.
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Dan's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? I didn't get invited.
Dan got invited.
Of course Dan got invited. He has money. Hold on. Or help.
Well,
you know,
I just Dan,
hey, listen. Listen to this. For anybody that's part of the show, you should always invite Dan to everything. He gives great gifts.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying, can we step in? Like Larry, your dad should be inviting Dan to his bar mitzvah. I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, Dan.
That's a great idea.
Get a hold of Lisa. Hey, mama, you need to add one.
My dad actually likes Dan more than me, I think. So. Yeah,
exactly. And you know Dan's going to have at least a G-ball of a gift.
And Dan doesn't want anything to do with an adult bar mitzvah, so yeah.
Yeah, I know, but still, you might want to invite him.
Should I invite Steven and Jay, too?
Nah, just Dan.
Yeah, okay. Dan's a better giver. Yeah.
And can we, I don't know, man, Jay stepped the fuck up when Sethy Boy needed that cost, $350.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
He said Terry didn't ask for any money.
Terry didn't ask for any money.
But he gave him $350.
But that's when that still cost him what?
$350.
There was how much coming out of the wallet?
$350.
To fix your shit.
Man, I'm just not worthy, you know, Bubba.
Like I'm saying, like, can we make our observations?
Because I think it obviously speaks volumes, you know. I thought Lummy and I were on pretty good terms, and I thought
I've already said it wasn't out of the way to not invite you. We have invited you in the past. I've invited you in the past. You've never come to any event. It was one of those things where I was in the back. Macho wasn't sure what he was going to do. He didn't come to the baseball thing. I was like, hey, if you're not doing anything tomorrow. I didn't see you. Now, I asked them during when you were on your show.
Uh-oh. He's rambling.
Yeah, oh boy.
The whole time, Bubba, you were talking, in my head, I remember, I was like, I really want to fucking say something to this bitch. Like,
it's turning. It's turning. That little mouse on the wheel.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hamster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of didn't pop in my mind. I invited Dr. Dan Saturday morning because
he wasn't going to go. Oh, so you invited Dan? Bubba, did you get an invite?
Well, of course I have to invite Bubba.
Right,
I mean,
of course. Rhett, did you get an invite? Yeah, because you were sending me content. Obviously, Macho got invited. You went out of your way to invite everybody but
I invited
me.
Dr. Dan on Saturday.
Because he doesn't
like you.
You
didn't invite.
Hold on. I mean, I think I blurted it out, didn't I, Seth?
Yeah, I think it's all there, yeah.
Like, for real. If you just want to listen.
Didn't pop in my mind. I invited Dr. Dan Saturday morning because
Bubba, did you get an invite?
Well, of course I have to invite Bubba.
Right,
I mean,
of course. Rhett, did you get an invite? Yeah, because you were saying.
Right here. Pay attention.
Content. Obviously, Macho got invited. You went out of your way to invite everybody but
I invited
me.
Dr. Dan on Saturday.
Because he doesn't like
Jay.
You. He doesn't like you. He does not like you. And his wife hates you even more.
Right.
You have never been to one of my events that I've ever done, Anna. And it's like, I'm like, When it's to a point, it didn't. It never crossed.
Nobody's putting my shit over, but my shit's dead on, ain't it, Seth?
Oh, you nailed it.
Crossed my mind to even ask you because you get to a point when you never show up to something. It's like, well, I'm so when I come in, just like Dr. Dan on Friday.
I would love me really starts to develop a point.
Love me so fucked. Now, meanwhile, Ashley's on chat saying, bitch, I'll tell you why. Just
and
ask.
I'm reading the fucking chat, too, which doesn't help.
Okay.
So Saturday, I was like, okay, what's Dr. Dan?
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to make Dan feel left out. You wouldn't want to make Macho feel left out.
His family was out of town.
You don't give an F about me, Lummy, clearly.
By the way, Dan just winks. If you look, Dan just winks at Lummy. Watch this.
I invite you on Friday when I saw you?
No.
Okay, so Saturday I was like, okay, what's Dr. Dan?
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to make Dan feel left out. You wouldn't want to make Macho feel left out.
His family.
Dan winks. I think that's like, I got you, kid. Yeah. I think is that a little office telling you that he's got you?
Yeah.
Give an F about me, Lummy, clearly.
Anna.
Clearly you don't.
Okay.
Bubba, honestly, Bubba, I was not slaving away, but simping out, buying him stuff for his freaking cake. Doing all the stuff for other people.
Oh, have you? I never get invited to anything you do.
I thought
you
she
don't
was
ever
kind
invite
of...
me.
You're right. I didn't invite you to my birthday party, except I did.
Oh, and I came. Did you come to mine that year? No. Did you come to anything I've invited you to? I invited you to Walker's birthday party. I've invited you to 4th of July parties. I've invited you.
I just thought
literally
you had more class than
you won't
that,
answer
but I was
that.
Wrong.
You're trying to call me out, right. But I don't get on the air and say, hey,
do you
how many years have you worked there?
3.
And how many years have you invited me to your birthday?
I only had one party and you were invited to it.
Oh, you've only had one party?
Yeah.
And okay. Showed up. Yeah. And how many have I invited you to?
I don't know.
More than 3.
It's usually
a lot of them.
Anna, you've never showed up. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can get some good shit in here.
I even invited you, Blitz, to Ashley's party, and I didn't even invite Bubba. And guess what? You didn't show up.
I didn't know about it.
Yes, you did. I invited both of you.
Well,
yes.
I never heard about it.
Bull!
I
invited you. I got more heat for not inviting Bubba, and I invited you two. And you guys didn't show up.
Okay.
You hasn't showed up to one event I invited you to.
Okay.
So when it gets to a point when it's over 10 times of inviting one person, that it's like, it's not my thing. Like I just said, I didn't invite Dr. Dan on Friday when he was sitting there.
Yeah, but you invited him on Saturday.
Because you know why? His family was out of town.
You don't go to any of his events.
Okay.
You've never, and Anna, I have been to 3 or 4 of his events that you were invited to that you didn't go to.
You didn't go to Creed and Travis' event. For the baby shower.
I was at a wedding. I was in a wedding.
But I'm just saying.
I was going to go, but you guys changed the day. I couldn't go.
Sorry, Anna. You know what? My head must have been just because of the penthouse thing.
I'm not blaming you for that.
Listen, I appreciate you were the cake. I'm sorry. It's not.
By the way, one of my favorite parts of the whole entire show ever is when Lummy starts fucking melting down.
Just says it like penthouse.
Oh, yeah. It's like penthouse for him to me. Oh, my God. It's so satisfying.
Listen, you said you were making a cake. It did not cross.
Because usually what he'll do is he'll ask and then answer the question. he'll ask it and then he'll answer it for said person.
My mind for,
to invite me
for Saturday. It
it's
never
okay.
crossed my mind.
Okay.
Just like it didn't cross my mind to invite Dan until I found out that his family was out of town.
Okay.
I'm sorry that.
And I think Dan is telling me something here.
You know, I've invited you, and then when I thinking about the invite list, Rhett always comes to my stuff.
Okay.
What is
Macho Man was sitting.
I have no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Back there, he was just saying he wasn't doing anything the weekend. I said, well, if you want to come by, he's never been to an event.
Invite everybody but me. I get it. Hey, I get it.
Maybe I don't know when Jay comes in, he might even say I'm a dick for not inviting him.
Okay.
I didn't invite Jay.
Okay. I know. I understand. I just thought
I didn't
that
invite
it
Brian.
Would be a
Brian's been to
move
events
to
I've had
all of the staff, but apparently not. And listen, hey, I apologize for not coming to the events for whatever reason. I'm sorry I was in a wedding and
no, that's just one event. Oh, you have literally dogged most of my events from back in the day. It's not your scene. You don't like that kind of stuff. You've made it clear on the air years ago, and I always still invited you. You don't want to go do the stuff we're doing.
And the only reason Lummy didn't blurt out is because your boyfriend's a thieving motherfucker.
Yep.
It's because we had a gag order on that.
Yep.
We had a show gag order on that.
Hey, Lummy,
how many events are you having a year? Because
Lummy's an event fucking coordinator.
I'll be showing up to your birthday party and stuff like that, and I would love to be invited to all of them, but I'm probably only going to make 10 to 15%, so I just wanted to know, you know, which ones I should go to and which ones are okay if I hang back.
Oh, you know, obviously the birthdays are always good. You know, the 4th of July, the Memorial Day, maybe Labor Day.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Every
you know, Seth, like don't worry holidays. About it. Just make what you can.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Of course. You know, listen. Well, if I skip a Labor Day party, I don't want to all care. Of a sudden, Seth, you know, get on the shit list.
No, Seth, hold on. I had to find a fucking excuse to literally not say I didn't invite you because no one likes fucking Blitz.
Seth, what you don't understand is all these excuses that he's given right now are all bullshit. Because he cannot say, I hate your fucking boyfriend. He cannot say that. So Lummy pulls out of his ass, and Lummy was a great pull. I mean, you pulled out your ass a really good argument as to why you didn't invite her because she's doesn't go to any of your events, the other 10. But you pulled this one right out of your ass.
Yeah.
But we all knew.
Yeah, of course.
And here's the thing. She knew too. And like, you know what? I almost remember A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. That would have been very, 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 very on point had I say, Anna, here's a problem. You can't handle the truth.
Bubba, how did she stay here after somebody screenshotted you asking, how would the show be if I got rid of Anna? Like, after I saw that, I would have just quit. Like, that would have been it for me.
No, I don't know.
I still invited you. Okay. Yes, you have, Anna.
And oftentimes I was never, you know, directly invited, and that was fine.
You've always been invited. Now you're saying that you were not directly invited. Now you're saying you weren't directly invited. And I've never called
Lummy
you.
Is such a bullshitter, and I love him.
You're out on it. When you never came to any
of Dan, by the way, Dan just moved his mic.
Which is rare. And I never came
which
on
which is rare.
Well, he's enjoying it.
And go, hey, Bubba, I just want to say something.
Long dumb
I'm
Danny.
A little hurt that I've invited Anna now to like 3-4 times, and then she never comes.
I thought it was interesting that everyone was invited except
me. And I thought it interesting that I invited people, and some people actually show up.
Lummy's so stupid that it's actually brilliant.
I thought it was interesting that I invited people and they showed up.
Hold on. This is called scrambling, trying to cover your ass. Listen.
Yes, you have, Anna.
Listen.
And oftentimes I was never, you know, directly invited, and that was fine.
You've always been invited. Now you're saying you weren't directly invited. And I've never called you out on it. When you never came to any event, I never came on the air and go, hey, Bubba, I just want to say something. You know, I'm a little hurt that I've invited Anna now to like 3-4 times, and then she never comes.
I just thought it was interesting that everyone was invited except
me. And I thought it interesting that I invited people, and some people actually show up.
Lummy, where did you come up with that one?
I don't know. That's another ass pull. Some people show up. So I'm sorry I hurt your feelings by not thinking of you. Right. By not sitting here going, man, all right, who usually comes? All right, I'll invite Anna.
Let's we obviously both sides of the story are out. You guys can form whatever opinion you want.
Whew.
If I was to be the judge here, not that there's a right or wrong answer, but I think that I could be a spokesperson, or my opinion is that Anna, he's frustrated on how many times he's invited you and you didn't show up, so he just didn't invite you. And now you've taken that as a super-duper disrespect.
I'm just trying to double down on Lummy's dumbness is all I'm trying to do
because everybody else got invited. But he does have a good point in the fact that you haven't shown up to any of them. So you guys are both right and you're both wrong. Like, I mean, there's no
what
clear
a pussy
cut.
Way out of it, Bubba.
Had he, you know, if he's...
what the fuck?
We had...
You purple son of a bitch!
Listen. We
sound
had,
like a principal.
We had a no talk about what really fuck happened policy.
And you felt like you were getting close?
Yes, we were very fucking close.
And I saw chat turn against me, like 50% of them.
And plus, all of chat's telling her why... All the bitch has to do is look at her right now, and she's reading chat. They're saying it's your boyfriend. And Lummy's wife is saying, bitch, call me. I'll tell you why. Blitz, 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 blitz. That's what they're saying. All of chat's just fucking scrolling through. It's going to chat's going to you know how chat can really get turned up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, chat kind of runs kind of a certain speed unless it gets really churned up. Then it's like... You can barely keep up with it. Never has invited you and you showed up to, you know, most of the stuff that he invites you to, I think you'd have more validity.
Sure. Oftentimes it was usually through a plus one deal. And
I thought most of my people get invited.
Don't yell at me.
Well, you coming out of the end, you're going to look at do a bunch
See, Seth, don't you find after, now you know the event that took place that we're all walking around.
Yes.
Don't you think that she's really fucking extra cocky here with knowing that we're walking on eggshells on a very huge event? Like what she's wanting, the answer to your question in full transparency is we hate your boyfriend. He robbed us blind. And we associate you with him.
But Bubba, she already kind of answers it because she says, I always get the invite through my plus one. Who the fuck's your plus one, Daz?
Right.
Blitz. So think about it. But I'm not saying that.
Hey, I'm going to sit here and be like, hey, I just got caught.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
hey, I just
plus one.
I thought it was.
But I have done.
And here's the deal, man. In full disclosure, after I let Blitz go, I had a meeting with her. And I said, Anna, I'm going to let you know that any event we go to, whether it's the Tampa Tarpons event, whether it's the Florida Man Radio event, regardless of if we do something as a show, he cannot be your plus one. You have to come by yourself or bring a girlfriend or something like that. Secondly, I don't want him on any social media at all. She was attempting to do our Instagram, and there was a couple instances where she put him in. Remember they went to like a barbecue and food fest that they used my name to get VIP on.
Wait, after he got fired, she was posting him.
Yeah,
how fucking
a couple different times, and I had a talk with her, and I was like, I don't want any of that shit. So she knew where I stood. I was very transparent on his last day. That you know, Lummy, when he said goodbye.
Yep,
he came into the studio. She was in here. It was me, him, and her. And I said, Blitz. Good working with you. Wish you the best. And then I asked him. He was standing right where you were, Seth.
Oh.
And she was in her position. And I said, is she familiar with why you're being let go? And she said, yes, we've discussed it quite a lot.
Interesting.
And I said, okay. So moving forward, I don't want Blitz at any of our events. And I said this not only to her privately, but I said it to her in front of him. I think people are blown away by my transparency when I was able to play the footage of when I was giving Blitz the opportunity to remedy this in the green room.
Oh, yeah, that was strong. I didn't even know you had that.
Right. And I was like, and if you remember, I said this. I don't care how bad it is. 5,000 to 50,000. Now, Lummy, we didn't know. We're going to go back 3 years and find 240 or whatever it was.
So it's 240? Because people are just throwing around numbers now, Bob. I don't even know anymore.
You know, I would say, because I eventually, Seth, I gave up.
Yes.
I gave, for real. And the number that was like
it was about 248?
Something like that when I gave up. So I've had some people close to the situation predict 280. I've had some people predict 225.
What was the biggest chunk? Again, was it when he would buy Bitcoin and shit, or was it something else?
It was just a combination of, you know, $1,900 a week.
Man,
you know, and a lot of it was Trader Joe's.
Just living expenses.
Yeah, and I'd be like, when I was meeting with Tom Bean, I'm like, Tom. He's a fucking dry popcorn fart. You know that. I go, Tom. I go, and Tom goes, what about all these Trader Joe's? And I go, well, obviously, I'm not fucking eating there. He goes, yeah, I'm not gonna argue with that. You know, but like things that I don't have anything to do with. All other grocery shopping, gift cards. It was.
I mean, you let him handle everything. I mean, it's okay.
That'll never happen again.
Never, because now I'm here.
Yeah.
I could sniff out of things.
I needed to bring an honest Jew.
Thank you.
Excited for your birthday.
She did ruin your birthday. I mean, man.
Listen, there's been times that I've literally...
But how do you think I feel when I'm making a cake and I'm getting content from...
You should feel stupid.
People are tagging me and stuff on social media to an event that everyone was invited to but me. Like, it hurt my feelings. What am I going to say? It hurt my feelings. And the event that I was able to go to, that I wanted to go to, which was OFF's, baby shower.
Oh, so you only wanted to go to that one. That's the only one. But you have things to do.
No. I wanted to go to Walker's Deal. I wanted to go to all those things.
All my birthdays. It never went to. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
But we're arguing about, now we're back to arguing what we were arguing about 5 minutes ago. I mean, like, we know. I think we're done with that. Like, yeah, of course. I think it's ran its course.
Yeah. She sings happy birthday to me with her great birthday cake. That was nice.
Did she?
Well, yeah. Bubba's like, all right, let's get to the cake now.
Oh, man.
She kind of probably just wanted
I wonder if she gets back into radio. I mean, I wonder what happens. Like, you know, I think of everybody that's left me. You know, Stone Joy. Like, well, I mean, let's talk about legitimate, you know, co-hosts.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
You know, Janessa. I think she went on to be with her boyfriend in New York. I don't know really much about that. You know, I think I'm trying to think full time. You know, Manson, he's, I guess he's doing his thing.
Well, Shannon, he's in it.
Yeah, but Shannon is somebody that, you know, really was a host and just sat in for a couple of years because we needed a guy and he needed a job. But, you know, Shannon's where he needs to be. Now he's the program director of Florida Man Radio. So Shannon, you know, wasn't even a co-host. He was just a host that needed a gig.
Host in waiting.
Yeah, they needed the right gig to pop up. But, you know, like... 25 and, you know, Manson and Hatley and all the none of these people have gone on to conquer the world in radio.
I mean, Hatley went to Stern. That's pretty strong.
I'm talking about modern day.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, Hatley. I love Brent Hatley. And I actually, I'm in full disclosure, full transparency. I offered Brent a full time job. I offered Brent a full-time job, and then he's like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, okay, you know what? How about 2 days a week? You know, how about Fridays and Wednesdays? Or how about Wednesday? And then he was like, nah. He's so fucked up over these trolls that have fucked with him that he...
I get it, man.
He doesn't want... He's like, I don't want to be... He literally is like, listen...
It's like relapsing, Bubba.
As much as I love you, as much as I appreciate you giving me my start in radio... As well as we gel together, and Brent and I are friends. Like, we're legitimately friends. Brent has called me within the last year on a couple situations that he needed a friend on, and I was there for him.
Was he crying?
It doesn't matter.
I like to cry when I'm calling you about situations.
Really?
He's never cried. Oh.
I haven't.
I don't think you've cried with me.
Mm.
I don't think you have.
Shit. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. So you still got that card to play on me.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to that. That'll be fun when we get to that point.
I mean, you've been able to suck me dry with no tears.
Doing good so far.
I mean you've been able to suck me dry with no tears. Can you imagine how much you're going to get when you bring the tears out?
Oh, man. Fuck. Dude, seriously, Bubba, I was really thinking about it this week, and not trying to screw you off the Anna thing, but I really couldn't remember the last time I got a raise at a job. I really couldn't even tell you.
Well, everybody's got raises.
No, I fucking know, but I'm just saying.
Hold on. I want everybody to know that it's not happening on this paycheck because Anna is still on this pay period. It's going to happen on your all the raises that everybody's getting kicks in on the next paycheck because
Thank you.
I still have her.
Thank you.
I still got her on this pay period.
Is she getting an Instagram bonus?
No, but you could.
Okay.
If you get that, I mean, that's the one. You know, that's the one thing that we've just not, I mean, we've conquered Twitter. We're getting our first Twitter check. You guys saw that?
Oh, man.
I mean, for real.
Yeah, you should take us out to dinner with that.
Fine, I will.
Okay. I mean, Dan should buy us pancakes with that.
How about we do this one day? Would you guys be open? I'd have to figure out what day it would be, but like after the show, we all go do like a lunch, like at Longhorn or something?
Yeah, Longhorn.
Yeah. I mean, they got good salads.
They do got great salads. But we all go out just us boys.
Of course.
Just us guys. Me, Lummy, Seth, Rhett, and Macho.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, you know what, guys? Let's get everything wrapped up by, you know, let's make it a short day. One of these days that we're done by. Because, listen, the key to Longhorn's getting there by 11:30. Because if not, you get the lunch crush.
Oh.
But if you can get there at 11:30, you can get a table.
What kind of clientele is a lunch rush at Longhorn?
Old, frugal, angry, fragile.
All the businesses from around here.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
You got to think of all. I mean,
no one's going to Longhorn around here, Bubba. They're going to some of the other fancier places across from International. I'm sorry for the outburst about
Look
Longhorn.
At you, fuck. You're getting ready to get a free dinner on me. A free lunch on me, and you're already being a dick about it. What a fucking dick.
First of all, I probably won't even eat because Longhorn scares me. Second of all, I think that you should bring the merch crick. Third of all, this sounds like an event that we should put on YouTube Live.
Hold on, wait. Why does it scare you?
Now, why are you scared about going to Longhorn? You think I got E. coli in the salad?
I haven't been there for, a
long... It's a big-time chain. It's a darting group.
Well, okay, hold on. Where would you prefer if we did a show lunch...
Yeah?
And an area that's... within this West Shore area, there's everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's everything. So within this area, I'm going to go individually. Where would you like to go? And we'll start with you, Sethy fuckboy.
Okay. Eddie V's.
What the fuck?
Wow, Jesus.
They've got great fucking sides. I don't even get it.
Do you know how? I mean,
I don't get entrees.
And take in consideration that I'm, I like to keep this below 300.
Oh, that's easy for me, man. Because I just get a side of potatoes and macaroni.
Yeah, I know. But how about fucking, Macho Man who gets a 22-ounce porterhouse? Cost me $1.50. The fuck?
Forgot about
you're
him.
Such a dickhead.
All right, Smoothie
you're the
King.
Only, you're the only guy that can turn my nice gesture into a bad thing.
I was the one that brought up you taking us out of the first place. Yeah, I brought up the gesture of you buying a shit.
Then you took a shit on the place that I got gift cards
Why
on.
Why wouldn't I take a shit on Longhorn? I can't just sit here and go along with it.
Let me Longhorn be okay with you?
100%.
Rhett, Longhorn okay with you?
Yeah, Longhorn's good. I've always wanted to try Union, and I don't know if you've ever had Rocco's Tacos in International, but that's pretty good, too.
See, he's got some options.
I've been to Rocco's Tacos, was not impressed.
Tableside guac, Bubba.
I do not like Rocco's Tacos.
Racist.
I'm very familiar with Union, and it's fucking,
I haven't been there. We should go there.
I can take you guys there, but your bonuses aren't going to kick in until the paycheck after the next paycheck.
Longhorn sounds really good to me.
Yeah, let's stick with Longhorn.
I mean, you guys might want to try to be a little bit more boss friendly on this.
Oh yeah.
What about Fort Beachy?
Longhorn sounds
too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Tate's Pizza?
Oh, I love Tate's.
Tate's.
Yeah, Tate's.
I'll be there too.
There you go.
There we go. Tate's on the outside.
Oh, there we go. Nice one.
Tate's. No.
He'll give him a good tip, right?
I'll pay for it.
Thank you.
Fuck. Yeah, I'll pay for it.
I drive by Tate's twice every day, and I always go, man,
okay,
I got to go
on.
There.
Hold on. Longhorn or Tate's? That's the options. Lummy, and starting with you, Longhorn or Tate's?
Fuck that stuff. Tate's.
Macho Man, Longhorn or Tate's?
He said Longhorn. He's right here.
Protein, Longhorn.
Yeah.
Brett.
Oh, man.
It is tough.
It's a lot of pressure. Shit. I feel like I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go with Longhorn.
Uh-oh.
Seth. Tate's.
That puts a fucking tiebreaker on me.
Yep.
You know what? How about the day I take you that I don't even tell which one we're going to till we go there?
I got to know days in advance. I have to prepare my tummy.
What a pussy.
Fuck you, man. I gotta talk to myself and tell me it's gonna be okay.
Gotta play those macros. Gotta know ahead of time.
I gotta plan my tummy.
My macros. So
we'll do a show dinner at
oh.
Did you say Tate's?
Tate? Well, it was
tied. Yeah, it's tied.
And Seth took Tate's.
How about this? How about 1 week we go to Tate's and then a couple weeks later we go to fucking Longhorn?
This is a celebration. Yeah.
How about that?
All right.
How about we start doing more things outside, become a little bit more closer, a little more friendlier?
Why don't we go? Let's go shopping at the Gap. I mean, shit, man.
Man, you just go right for the goddamn jugular, do you not?
Well, I just know Blitz got a bunch of Wranglers, so, let me get some jeans.
Doesn't mean you can get some fucking jeans, and you don't wear jeans anywhere.
I'm wearing jeans right now, Bubba. I got one.
You got jeans right now, on. You have jeans.
Yeah. You want to see, bitch?
Right now.
Yeah. I'll fucking show you.
What's the brand, Seth?
You got jeans right now.
I wear them every day.
What are they?
These fucking jeans right here.
Levi's?
Touch them. They're fucking soft. They're from Gap. Yeah. Fucking nice.
Well, Seth, you know what?
And you wear them well.
Yeah.
Well, Bubba, you and I.
Okay, guess what? Seth 1, Bubba 0 right now on the goddamn jeans.
Well, Bubba, you and I can't, we can't buy.
We're not jean guys.
Well, we can't buy also from Gap.
How about.
They don't like our size.
How about we do.
Oh, yeah, I'm bigger now.
How about we do a lunch per month, one show lunch a month?
All right.
I love it.
That I'll pay for.
And then you let us go into the cash cube after for dessert?
No.
What's in the parking lot?
No, you fucker.
Come on.
Lummy, do you ever feel like I'm constantly getting worked by him?
Oh, of course.
Constantly.
Bitch, I'm looking real. It's just you know, a people can call me a Jew right here. They're calling me Jew. You can spell it J-O-O. I still see you. But guess what?
You
I don't steal.
I'm a
shakedown artist, but I don't fucking steal. So I will ask until I can't ask anymore.
But you will not take.
But I will not take.
Without permission.
That is correct. Ask Brian Matroni for our card breaks. I send him $6 when you guys buy a card. He's like, what's this for? I go, for your fucking web and yama.
Brian Matroni wants to know if he's invited to the lunch. Brian Matroni.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's why he's in here?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
And my answer would be yeah. Yeah.
Because Brian would pay, actually.
Well, Dan would pay.
No, listen. I'm paying.
Brian's got Longhorn gift cards.
Hey, Brian's got long money.
He does.
That bitch has got a lot. You know what? Dan's flashy with his. Brian's long with his.
Bubba, I'm going to tell you what, man.
He's got long money.
We got to get into it at some point because I was talking to Babyface in the parking lot last Thursday.
Bitch has got long money.
He told me, like, even when he goes to Chuck E. Cheese, he's, like, scheming of ways to, like, break even by, like, winning tickets and prizes and all this shit for his daughter. Like, anywhere he goes, he's got the mindset to make money in anything he does throughout the day. Well, Nobody else thinks like that.
I'm just telling you, just on what he makes for a living, and I'm just telling you, he's got long fucking money. He's the best kayfabe describe. You know, like, let me. He's the best K5. You know, like you can tell Jay's got money. You can tell Dan's got money.
No, yeah.
What are you saying? But you can't tell Matroni's got money.
You can, but not the level of money he's got. He's got more money than he portrays. Just telling you that right now.
Interesting.
He said he has Bubba's PayPal info.
God, you know, is that strap worthy? Is that a strap worthiness?
For comments?
Babyface?
He should have gotten the strap just for what he wore last week.
I don't have my strap change.
Wow, Babyface is getting it. Usually you don't one guy.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to give it to him or not. But
well, he is in back-to-back days this week. I mean, if you gave it to him when Dan was here, that would really cause some heat.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe Bubba McMahon sets it up for a big Friday showdown.
Macho, if you could... Oh, Macho's finding it. My... Dun, 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 dun. I don't know that it's in there.
He is frantically looking.
I know. I don't think it's in there.
Hey, I got a break. I got a break
the
coming up.
The Olympic. I don't think it's in there, bud.
I got a break coming up with Babyface.
What do you mean?
Doing it just, you know, so people know in case they want to get in. 5 spots, $150 a spot. It's an autograph draft.
I know, how do they get into it?
You know, just hit me up. Seth at the BubbaArmyHQ.com.
Man, let me. It's hard telling the kind of deals he's cutting over there.
Well, it's, you know,
said he doesn't
steal. At least your breaks are sanctioned by my, you know, they have to buy their placements in my store.
Yes.
You know? Seth's got his own fucking merchant account. He can fucking swipe your card, everything.
No. I'm very honest about money. Even you can ask Matroni about it. I don't like having money that's not my own.
And we're not insinuating nothing.
Okay, I just feel like there's a total insinuation.
But if I happen to say that we're going to Longhorn for lunch, I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit.
No, man, I'm just fucking around, dude. You know, okay. It's just Monday. I'm just being one of the boys, busting beanbags over here. You know, giving the people a little show. I fucking love Longhorn, man. I might go there right after we get done here.
What are you gonna get there? Some chicken?
Fucking mozzarella sticks and a salad, baby, to go.
Nice. Oh.
Do you like the bloomin' onion kind of deal?
I eat the bread, but I take out the onion.
Oh.
Or the coating or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay. So you eat the breading?
Yeah,
not the onion?
Fuck the onion. If I'm going to Outback, I'm getting cheese fries.
Mm.
They got bloomin' onions at Longhorns?
No, they got it's called the Texas Tunyon. For real.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for real.
And they serve it. They serve it like already de-petaled.
Yeah.
They don't serve it in the big bloomin' shape. It's all just the little petals in a bowl.
Yeah, it's like little petals of onion sprinklers.
Is that good? It seems kind of sad.
Oh, it's good.
It's good. It's good. I'm getting tired. I gotta take a shit. Seth's been shaking me down.
To no avail.
Seth, to your credit, I mean, you got it. You now, because of your shakiness, of your shakedownness, you got me taking everybody to lunch once a month. I mean, you just keep chipping away. Every day I'm chipping and I'm chipping, I'm chipping, I'm chipping.
I can't wait till we're going jean shopping with you one day.
Oh, God.
We'll hit the big and tall store for Lum Lum.